Today's shiur is Masechtas Zvachim Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis at the Mishnah. As we mentioned in our previous shiur, we're going to be spending a number of days, Beis Hashem, discussing Pigel. And our Mishnah begins to discuss the different halachas, the different situations of Pigel. It says the Mishnah, Shoichet Es HaZevek, if somebody shechs a carbon, Lizrok Dama B'chutz, to be Zorik the Dam, Chutz Lazara, or mixes dam with chutz, or even just some of the dam, Chutz Lazara, Lahak the Emura b'chutz, or to be makter. We know that there are certain parts of the carbon that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And his intent when he shechted this carbon was to do the Akhtaris Emrin outside of the Azara, outside of the Mizbeach, or mixes Emrin b'chutz, or not even all of the Emrin, just some of the Emrin, Lech b'sar b'chutz, or to eat the meat in a carbon that's eaten, chutz lazara, or kazayis me b'sar b'chutz, even just a kazayis, or la'echol kazayis mi or ha'alya, or to eat a kazayis of the or, of the meat, of the skin, under the tail, and we'll discuss this a lot, be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach in the Gemara, again, with the intention to eat it chutz, outside of where it may be eaten. In all these cases, the halacha is possible. So as we discussed in the previous year, our Mishnah is teaching us chutz l'mekaymai, an intention of chutz l'mekaymai, the halacha is posel. If somebody eats that carbon, it's a lav, but there is no chiv karas. To try to analyze a number of dinim that the Mishnah mentions. The Mishnah begins with the halacha of lizrok dam b'chutz, a mixes dam b'chutz. So the Meremi Sada and the Tiferes Yisrael asked the obvious question. If the halacha is that you just had a machshava for miktsas domai, it's already considered a machshava's posel, so what does Mishnah have to say? Kol adam. Obviously, it's the same. Kol adam is only worse. So, I saw two answers. The Meremi Sada says the following answer. He says that in a way we would think that miktsas domai is less of a chid, is actually more of a chiddush than kol adam. Because the halacha is, we're supposed to sprinkle kol adam, or at least you're supposed to dispose on the mizbeach kol adam. So I would think if the Mishnah would have only said mixas domai, because you haven't done the avoida properly. But if you did the avoida properly, because you disposed of all of the blood, it should not be considered pigle. Kamash mo'an, that it's still pigle. But then I saw the Tiferes Yisrael says a great teretz. Tiferes Yisrael explains as follows. We just finished saying a moment ago that by machsheves chutz l'mekaymai, it's not chiv karas, it's only posel. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, if the Mishnah only taught us the halacha of mixas damai, we would think, you know, if it's chutz l'mekaymai and it's only mixas damai, that's when there's no chiv karas. But if you had a machshavas chutz l'mekaymai on all of the dam, so that's terrible. Maybe there you chayv karas, even by chutz l'mekaymai. Teaches us the Mishnah, by chutz l'mekaymai, there's never a case that you chayv karas. Beautiful chiddush. It's also interesting to note that the Mishnah, when it speaks about the basar, it says the shear is a kazayis. When the Mishnah speaks about the dam, the Mishnah doesn't say a shear. Why? So the Rishonim already say that we're asked by the Bosor, the shear is a kazayis. By the dam, the shear is not a kazayis. What is the shear? How much do you have to have in mind to be over? So Rishonim say as much dam as you would need to do the proper hazah. And it comes out to be a very interesting situation that a carbon chatos, we know, has to have four applications on the mizbeach. Other kabbalah shtayim shein arb is enough. So the amounts will change how much you have a machshava on, how much do you need to have a machshava on based on the carbon that's under discussion. But if that's the case, amrim, a basar, right? We said that amrim are organs. So if amrim are organs, ask the Moray Mesada again, so then the shear is a kazayis, like by basar. So he asks, why by basar does the Mishnah say kazayis? By Amrim, the Mishnah doesn't mention the word kazayis. If the shear is a kazayis by Amrim, as it is by Basar, so just like the Mishnah mentioned the kazayis of Basar, it should have mentioned the kazayis of Amrim. So he says a nice teretz. We're going to Mitzvah Shem learn which organs of the animal have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the diaphragm and the kidneys. So they're different organs. So if the Mishnah would have said kazayis, I would have made the error to believe you have to have a mind to burn a kazayis of each one of the organs, chutz l'mekoymoy, that it should be considered pasul, which is not true. One kazayis, even of one organ, is adequate. So that's why, to avoid that mistake, the Mishnah omitted the word kazayis by the Amrim. It's also interesting to note, we're going to be mentioning many times in our shiurim, the halacha of Amrim. So, why are they called Amrim? Why are the organs that are burnt on the Mizbeach called Amrim? What's the word Amrim? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the word Amrim comes from the word Omar. Omar means to talk. And therefore the Mishnah is teaching us why the word Amrim means Omar. These are the words, these are the organs that the Torah, Omar, that the Torah said should be burnt. Another pshat that I saw is that Amrim comes from the word Rosh Amir. It's on the top, it's the best. And the Torah identifies these organs as to be the choicest part of the animal, and therefore the Torah says that they should be burnt on the Mizbeach. So he said, Mishnah says, the shear by Basar, the shear is a kazayis. Very interesting question that the Echroinim discuss. When we say that the shear of Basar is a kazayis, actually, we said the shear of Abram is also kazayis. What does that mean? Doesn't mean, like we have a kol ha'tara kula. Achila means a kazayis. Or is it a special din in pigle? That the Torah is teaching us that there is no pigle unless you have a kazayis. So as you hear me thinking about the shayla, you're thinking to yourself, what's the nafkamina? So the Brisker Rav gives us a great nafkamina. He says, what would be the halacha if somebody had a mind to have a kazayis basar of the carbon eaten chutz l'mekoymoy, but not by one individual, by two individuals. Two people should eat each one a half a kazayis chutz l'mekoymoy. If we say that it's a din in achila, so there isn't the right achila. None of the people that we had in mind, do we have in mind that they should eat a kazayis, and therefore it wouldn't be pigle. But if the din is that there's a din that pigle is only chal on a kazayis, but once you have a kazayis, there's pigle, so here would be pigle, even though neither of the people who I had in mind were going to eat a whole kazayis. And actually, we're going to see later in the Masechta that the halacha is that if somebody had in mind that two people should eat the kazayis, it will be pigle. So it's a raya that has nothing to do with the din that we have a kol ha'tara kula of kazayis. It's a special din here. Interesting question that the Sfas Emes and the Chazanish both discuss. Agmar is the saying that the person had a mind to be makter or do Zrikas Adam outside of the Azara, outside of the Mizbeach. On what? On what? Did he have a mind to do it on the floor? Would he have a mind to burn to sprinkle the blood, to burn the Amrim that it should turn into this Chutz L'mekoymoy case? Chazanish says very clearly, it has to be that he had in mind that at least he should do it on a stone that's 10 tefachim high. But he just had in mind to stop anywhere along the way and do the Zrik Saddam there, or do the Taurus Amrim, that wouldn't be anything. It's a meaningless machshava. Chazanish. Sfas Emes says it's actually connected to a machloikis that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. We know that avoida may not be done chutz lazara. We've already discussed the din of yoitza. And we're going to have a machloikis later in the Masechta. We're going to have a machloikis later in the Masechta if the isser of doing avoid the chutz lazara is only if you do the avoid on a bama or in some sort of a space or doing it anywhere. So Sfas Emes says that these two machloikis are not connected. One more interesting shaila that I saw the Achroyim discuss. Two more things. First of all, I said this previously, but I should repeat it. It is the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos that a carbon becomes pigle or pasul only if the kohen articulates, vocalizes his incorrect machshava. But just thinking it without saying it, it won't become pigel. There are rishonim that disagree. The last point is the mefarsh mask. We know that throughout Shas and throughout Halacha, there's a rule of chotzi shir asim anatayra. So why is our Mishnah saying, the Mishnah says that the shir is a kazayis, even by less than a kazayis, it should be asr. It's a chotzi shir. Chotzi shir is asim anatayra. There may not be an einish, but asr it should be even if it's less than a kazayis. So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One terutz is that chotzi shir is only regarding midah d'achila, only regarding foods that are eaten. We're not talking about something to eat, we're talking about kachin. Another teretz, even if we say the opinion that we just quoted from Rashi and Taisvis, chotzi shir only is an issue by a maisa. Here we're not doing anything, we're just thinking. Even if we're articulating our thoughts, it's not an action. There is no rule of chotzi shir by something which is only b'machshava. In other words, what's the classical case of chotzi shir? The classical case of chotzi shir is that you ate a chatzi kazayis of chametz on Pesach. So there it's talking about eating. Here we're not talking about eating, here we're just talking about thinking. A third teretz, a beautiful teretz, a lamdush teretz. Where do we say chotzi shir asman atayra? Again, using the example of chametz that I just gave. When you start with something that's asr, a macholos asuris, the teretz says the shir is a kazayis, and that is a new rule, chotzi shir asman atayra. But here we're not talking about something that's asr. Here we're creating an isr. By having the improper machshava, we're creating an isr. You can't create an isr if you don't have enough. And therefore, if you don't have in mind the kazayis, and you want to create an isr, there's no din of chatzi shir asman atayra. Continue the Mishnah with the other example of pigel, the more severe example. Lizuk dam lamachar, to do the zrikas dam the next day, mixes dam lamachar, lakta emur of lamachar, mixes emur of lamachar, lechel besar lamachar, or kazayis besar lamachar, just a kazayis, or lech kazayis miara ali lamachar. As I said, we'll discuss this in the Gemara. This is the pigel, and this machshava a chutz lezmanoi carries with it a chiv karis. Chayav and alav karis. For this, there's a chiv karis. Interesting vart from Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Asfin Daraisa. He says that we know first Mishnah in Shas. The midaraisa carbon, any carbon that could be eaten at night, midaraisa could be eaten until the morning. Midrabanan, you have to eat it by chatzos, after chatzos. The first Mishnah in Shas, you can no longer eat it. So what would be the halacha, he asks, if somebody brought a carbon, and he had a machshava to eat it after chatzos, before morning, but after chatzos, will it be pigel derabanan? What is the shayla based on? It's a lamdash shayla. There's a famous shayla. How do we look at Issa Rabbanan? Do we look at Issa Rabbanan as Issa Cheftza, or do we look at the Rabbanan as Issa Gavra? When Rabbanan said that you can't eat this carbon after Chatzos, does it mean that the carbon becomes disqualified, or does it mean that I may not eat the carbon? So if we say that Issa Rabbanan is Issa Cheftza, it'll be Pigel Rabbanan. But if we say that Issa Rabbanan is only an Issa Gavra, but there's nothing inherently wrong with this basa, with this carbon, then it wouldn't be even Pigel Rabbanan. As we finish this Mishnah, try to learn the Mishnah Bissel Gesund, but as we finish the Mishnah, there's a beautiful vart from the Kli Yakar. As we've said many times in our Shiurim, he says that we don't have Kabbanis. What do we have in place of Kabbanis? Tefillah. So he says, if somebody's davening, and this is a real challenge, if somebody's davening, and he thinks, he thinks, what am I going to do that, you know, I'm traveling here, or I'm going there, or I'm thinking about what I'm going to do chutz l'zmanoi, what I'm going to do an hour from now, or in a week from now, or in 10 years from now. I once heard from the Klausmer Gereba that some people, when they finish Menesra, they have to say tefillah sederach because they came back from a long trip. It's pigel. Our Mishnah said it's chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mukaymai. And there's a very interesting, I could say a pi derech tzachas, a very interesting vart from the Rishna. He says, that's why chassidim, he says, have a minig, have a custom, that after davening in the morning, they make a l'chaim. And they give each other a bracha. Why? He says, because during Shemon Esrei, we know that it's hard to really concentrate properly when you daven Shemon Esrei. But when you and I are sitting together for l'chaim, and we take a drink together, and I wish you a l'chaim. It's a sincere l'chaim. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm thinking about that the Eibishter should bench you. And you're thinking, when you say back to me l'chaim, you're not thinking about anything else for that half a second that it takes you to say l'chaim. So it could be that the l'chaim is not pigul, and the Shemoneh Esrei was pigul. That's what Chassidim make the l'chaim after davening. Says the Gemara, as an introduction to this Gemara, we know that the Aliyah is the tail of an animal. Firstly, the tail is primarily fat, and we know normally fat, chaylev, is asr, but the Aliyah is kosher fat. It's not considered chaylev, it's considered shuman. Secondly, the halacha is that a carbon, even a carbon oil, and certainly other kabbanas, that are burnt, the amrim are burnt, or even the carbon oil, that the entire carbon is burnt, the skin is not burnt. The felt is given to the kohanim. So now the question is, the ora alia, the skin under the tail, what is the status of that skin? And when we speak about a tail, just one more word of introduction, we speak about a kevis, a sheep. That's where the tail is good. On a goat, the tail is useless. So begins the Gemara. Savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva assumed that or Aliyah ka Aliyah dami, that whatever is the halach of the Aliyah will be the same din of the on the or. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, let's learn the Mishnah. So if the or Aliyah has the din like the Aliyah, let's just stop for a moment. What is the halach when you're bringing your kevis? What do you do with the Aliyah? You have to burn it. So the or Aliyah also gets burnt. Now let's look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about lechol kazayis me'ora aliyah b'chutz. When somebody brought this carbon, he had in mind to eat some of the ora aliyah chutz l'mekaymai, or chutz l'zmanai. But the ora aliyah is not something that's eaten. The ora aliyah is something that's brought on the mizbeach. V'kam mechashiv mechilas mizbeach l'chil adam. He's thinking about something that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, about the person eating it, albeit chutz l'zmanai, chutz l'mekaymai. Is that pigul? Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, yes. Hamani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rebbe Elazar he. It follows the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Domer, mechash mechilas mizbeach lechilas adam. That if there's an item that's supposed to be put on, there's a part of the animal that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, and when you had the wrong machshava, your machshava was that a person should eat it in the wrong time or in the wrong place, that still is pigul. Or vice versa. Mechilas adam lemechilas mizbeach. If there's a part of the carbon that's supposed to be eaten by a person, and you had a machshava that the mizbeach should have it in the wrong time, that's also considered pigul. The Tanan, as we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey, Hashayich es zevach lechol dovish ein darak lechol, or lahak the dovish ein lahak darak lahak the kosher. The opinion of Tanakam, the opinion of the Rabbanan, is that it's not pigul. Pigul has to be that you had in mind that person should eat something chutzlum kaim chutzlum zmanoi that the person is supposed to eat. But if you have in mind that the person should eat something that he doesn't, that it's not for him to eat, he doesn't consider that pigul, the Tanakama. Rebbe Elazar Beisel. Rebbe Elazar holds it's pigul. And that's going to be the way Shmuel explains our Mishnah. Says the Gemara Gzaldik. B'maya Kimta. So how we have explained our Mishnah, we've explained it like Rebbe Elazar. Continues the Gemara. Eima Seifa. Let's discuss the Mishnah we're going to learn on the Chavtes Omer Beis in Mitzvah Shem. Zeh Klal. The Mishnah says, for it to be pigul, you had to have a machshava to eat something that's eaten. Or to be lahakta. So what is the Mishnah saying, says the Gemara? Pigul only applies that you had a mind to eat something, which is something that people are supposed to eat, and you had a mind to eat it. But if you had a mind to eat something that isn't anyway supposed to be eaten, chutzlum koimai, chutzlum zmanoi, loy, that's not considered pigul. Whose opinion is that? Aslan Rabbanan, that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is assuming that this, and Gemara doesn't move from that assumption, that this Mishnah, the next Mishnah we're going to learn, a Chav Tesam Abayz, a continuation of one Mishnah, and yet we're, according to Shmuel, our Mishnah, he's explaining, follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And that Mishnah, he's saying, follows the opinion of Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Yes. So we have a question, Reish Rabbi Elazar v'Sefer Rabbanan. Then we have the Reish following Rabbi Elazar's opinion and the Sefer following the opinion of Rabbanan. Amali, yeah, that's the case. It's not something that the Gemara likes to do, but according to Shmuel, there is no other way of explaining it. Rav Huna disagrees. He says, Ora Alya Lav Kal Yadami. He says that the or under the Alya is not considered like the Alya. And therefore, it is indeed something eaten by the people. So if it's eaten by the people, it's very geschmack. Why, if you had a machshava that the people who are supposed to eat the Alya should eat it, chutz l'zmanah, chutz l'makaymai, it's pigle. Ask the Gemara Omer of my Talmud Rav Huna, chelba ha'alya, that only the Alya itself is burnt on the Mizbeach, so like or ha'alya. The skin, even though it's edible, is not eaten. It's not something that's eaten by people. It's not eaten, something put on the Mizbeach. It's eaten by people. And our Mishnah is very geschmack to understand the coin of Rav Huna. Interesting, machlokes Rishonim. Rav Huna is teaching us that Or Ha'alya is not like the Alya. That the Alya is burnt, but the Or Ha'alya is not. So, the Rishonim say, Rav Huna is certainly saying this by Karban Chatos, by Karban Osham, Karban Shlomim. But what would be the Aloch by Karban Oila? That we mentioned a few moments ago, that typically a carbon oil is completely burnt in the Mizbeach. Will Rav Huna still stick to his position that the Or Ha'alya has the din like Or, and therefore even though the entire oil, the entire animal, is burnt in the Mizbeach, not the Or Ha'alya? Or given that the entire carbon oil is burnt on the Mizbeach, and we're saying that the Or Ha'alya is something that's edible, by carbon oil Rav Huna will agree that the Alya is burnt in the Mizbeach. And as I said, it's Machlok Shushayim. Rav Chizda has a third way of explaining our Mishnah. Loilam or Alya Kal Yadami. He's saying that the Or Alya is considered like the Alya. We go back to our question. If the Or Alya is like Alya, and it's burnt on the Mizbeach, so why, if you had in mind that a person should eat it, Chutz Lozmanu, Chutz Mekoyma, is a pigle? It's not something that we eat altogether. Answers the Gemara, and we referred to this earlier. Vachum Maiskin Ba'alya Shigdi. Where is the Or Alya burnt on the Mizbeach? By Kevis. By a sheep. By a goat, we said the alya and the, obviously the or under it is not eaten. And our Mishnah is talking about a gdi, not a kevis. It's not eaten. It's eaten. It's eaten by the people, not burnt on the Mizbeach. So we have three different opinions how to understand the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kula k'shmul loyamri. Why somebody wouldn't want to explain the Mishnah like Shmuel is very obvious. Because to have a situation that the ratios are less of a safe button, let me, we don't want to have one Mishnah following two different Tanon. Rav Huna Layamri, not to agree with the opinion of Rav Huna is also understandable. Because Rav Huna's basis is that Ora Alya Lav Kal Yadami, and we know that Allah is Ora Alya Kal Yadami. Rav Huna Layamri, Ora Alya Kal Yadami Kamashmu. We hold that Ora Alya is like the Alya. So we can't say Rav Huna's opinion. But Rav Chizda is an easy answer. Because everybody would agree, going back to what we said in our introductory remarks, that the Or Ha'alya of a Gedi is not Ka'alya. Because the Alya itself isn't burnt. So why don't we just explain that our Mishnah is talking about a Gedi and there's no problem. So why not just give Rav Chizda's answer and there's no problem? Rav Chizda my Tamloi Amri answers the Gemara. Because according to Rav Chizda, what is the Mishnah teaching us? That the Ora Alya of a Gedi is like an Alya, and just like the Alya of the Gedi is something that will be left for the people, so too the Ora Alya, and that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. Says the Gemara, for that we don't need our Mishnah. Because Tanina, there's a Mishnah in Masech Techulin. The Mishnah says in Masech Techulin, the Elish are a Saint Kibsarim. The Mishnah there is discussing Hichas Tuma, which parts of the animal are considered flesh and are susceptible to Tuma, or Shetachas Alya. So we already know that the Or Shetachas Alya is considered meat. So it tells us that the Or is considered meat, and therefore meat eaten by people, and therefore somebody had a machshava to eat it, chutz l'zman, that the people should eat it, chutz l'zman, chutz m'kayim, it's pigle, no chiddush. So how does Rav Chizda defend himself? Rav Chizda itzrich. Sak dat chamina, hani mili li in yituma. As far as tuma is concerned, the rakach, all that we need to know is that it's edible. And Or Ha'alya is clearly edible. And that's why it's mitzdarif. It's considered susceptible to tumah. The Yachroinim are bothered with this word mitzdarif. The point here is not that it's mitzdarf. The point is that it's makabel tumah. Why does the Gemara use the word mitzdarf? Aval hocha. When it comes to karbonis, we know there's a din. Ema. We know there's a din l'mashcha. L'gdula. K'derech shemalachim eichlem. It's only the way that kings eat. And even though we've been saying that the or of the aliyah of a gedi is edible, it's not the most edible and most biggest delicacy. V'loi avidi ma'achli milochim de'achli, and therefore it should not be considered an edible part of the carbon that a machshava regarding it should make a difference. V'loi avidi milochim de'achli hachi, a maloi, it shouldn't be susceptible to machshavas. Kamash malon. And our Gemara, we read the Gemara, but our Gemara is teaching us a gevaldig chiddush. Our Gemara is teaching us, till now, we always knew that the Torah says, L'moshcha, K'derach Shemalachim Eichlam. But where did we apply this rule of K'derach Shemalachim Eichlam? To the Matnas Kohuna, to the portion of the carbon that the Kohen got. So we said the Kohen has to eat K'derach Shemalachim Eichlam. But now we learned a new din, that the part that the Yisrael eats also has a din L'gdula, K'derach Shemalachim Eichlam. And that's why we would think that the Yisrael is getting the Ora Alya. But the Ora Alya, given that it's not really much of a delicacy, it's not really much that the kings eat, maybe shouldn't be included in the chalik that's eaten, or should be included in the din of kachim, kamashma that it is. But the Gemara clearly is paskening that kederach shemalachim oichlim also applies to the part of the carbon that the Yisrael eats. And therefore the halacha will be, and there's no disputing this, the halacha will be that when Yisrael, from the kabbonis that the Yisrael gets a portion, most notably, a carbon shlomim, you can't just eat it standing, you can't just eat it not in a dignified manner. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a braisa, Hashoichres ha'oilu lahak the kazayis ma'or shetachas ha'olya, chutz l'mekoymoi, if he had a machshava chutz l'mekoymoi, posel vein bekaris. Chutz, because as we learned in the Mishnah, chutz l'mekoymoi is only posel. Chutz l'zmanoi, if he had a mind chutz l'zmanoi, the Chayovin Olav Karis. Elazar ben Yehuda ish Avli Oimer, Mishim Rav Yaakov. The Kain Hayy Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ish Kfar Ikus Oimer, Mishim Rav Shimon. Achad or Beis Aproisis, that's the skin by the hoofs, Behemedaka. Ve'achad or Aroish Ev Harach, the skin by the calf, which is soft. And as the Rishonim explained, each one is telling us a bigger chiddush than the previous Madomer. The call Shemana Chacham Gabatuma, all of those that were mentioned in that Mishnah that we just quoted in Masechta Chulin, Lahavi or Shabes Haboishes, the area by a female animal, Chutz L'Mekoy Meposel, Vein Bekaris, Chutz L'Zmanoi, Pig of Chayovin of Karis. Oila in, so why do we say that Dafka by carbon oila is it that way? So the Gemara drills down. According to Rav Huna, we could understand. Because as we quoted the opinion of Rav Huna, that Ora Aliyah is Ka'aliyah, and he's teaching us that the Aliyah is burnt, and so too is the Ora Aliyah is burnt. Ella, Rav Chizda, my area, the Tani Oila, why is this thing strictly by Oila, listening Zevach? Because according to Rav Huna, there's no difference between a carbon Oila and all carbonists. Didn't Rav Chizda say that Ora Aliyah is Ka'aliyah by all Kabbonis, if it's a Kevis. Amalach Rav Huna, Ibois Eimer Ba'aliyah Shagdi, we'll say the same Teretz. Here we're talking about an Aliyah Shagdi, and Aliyah Shagdi is not considered part of the carbon. Vibois Eimer, indeed, Tani Zavach, there's no reason to single out a carbon island. We begin now doing the following. As I've said, there are two cases of pigle. And I haven't said it, the Mishnah said it. There are two cases of pigle. Chutz mekoymoi and chutz l'zmanoi. A very, very big difference in halacha between chutz mekoymoi and chutz l'zmanoi. Chutz mekoymoi is posel, but there's no chiv karis if you ate from a carbon that there's machsheves chutz mekoymoi. Chutz l'zmanoi, there's a chiv karis if somebody eats from that carbon. That's the real pigle. The Torah speaks about pigle, we'll see, in two different places. Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim. And what we're going to be doing, starting in today's Shir Be'ezer Hashem, and continuing in Mitzvah Hashem in tomorrow's Shir, that the Gemara is going to be doing this, is the Gemara is going to be explaining these Psukim, because if you read the Psukim aren't obvious that they're talking about Chutzlim Koyme and Chutzlim Zmanoi. So the Gemara is faced with a number of obvious challenges. One challenge is how to explain Psukim that don't obviously or at first glance speak about this case and explain that they are speaking about these cases. Secondly, three challenges we're going to be facing. Secondly, how to know what Pasuk is talking about what? Because as we just said a second ago, they're very different halachas by Chutzim Koyme and Chutzim Zmanoi. Thirdly, the Gemara is going to be faced, why do we have to have two Psukim that are speaking about the same rules? And actually the fourth thing, which isn't a challenge, but the fourth thing that the Gemara is going to accomplish in these Gemaras is show us how so many of the halachas that we learned and will learn about Pigel are in the Psukim. So says the Gemara. Menorimili. So how do we know all of these halachas? Chutz l'zman and chutz mekaymai. Amashmu trei krok sivi. Two Psukim are written in Torah. Just have the Gemara for a second. I just want to read the pasuk. I don't remember it by heart anymore. Trei krok sivi. There are two Psukim. The pasuk says, Zirma ochel yo'ochel mepsah zevach ha'shlomim v'yayim ha'shlishi lo yiratza That's the pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Then there's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The second pasuk, actually a much shorter pasuk. Amar Rav Shlishi. When the Torah says the word Shlishi, it's coming to say it's a chutz l'zmanai. But you had in mind chutz l'zmanai. Pigel. When the Torah adds the word pigel. That's chutz mekayma. You had a machshavas pigel. V'nefesh haichelos mimenu. So the Torah uses the word mimenu to teach us echad v'loshnayim. That even though the Torah just spoke about two different disqualifications, the disqualification of chutz l'zmanoi and the disqualification of chutz mekayma, only by one of them is the chiv karus. By which one? Ze chutz l'zmanoi. By chutz l'zmanoi, there's a disqualification of, there's a chiyuv karis, ulamutei chutz mekaymai. By chutz mekaymai, there is no such disqualification. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Why? Indeed, the pasuk clearly indicates that there's a disqualification only by one and not the other. But why don't we say just the opposite? Ve'ema, nefesh achalos memeno, that there's a chiyuv karis, is by chutz mekaymai, ulamutei, and we'll say that there is no chiyuv karis by chutz l'zmanoi. Answers the Gemara, mistabra, it makes more sense that the chiyuv karis is by chutz l'zmanoi odif, that the chiyuv karis is stated by chutz l'zmanoi, the pasuk bay. Because the pasuk begins with teaching us the halachas of chutz l'zmanoi. Ask the Gemara, you can make a different argument. Adrabba, chutz l'mekaymai odif. You can make an argument that chutz l'mekaymai is the one that has a chiyuv karis, the samachlei, because the words of karis are closer to the words, because again, let's read the pasuk. We're saying that the words in that pasuk are pigel yiyu, v'nefesh achels meven avon atisa. We're saying that the words, we said it 2 minutes ago, that the word pigel yiyu is coming to teach us the din of chutz l'mekaymai, and right after teaching us the aloch of chutz l'mekaymai, that's where the Torah says there's a chiyuv karis. So an argument can be made that the din that the Torah says is the chiyuv karis is referring to what was mentioned just before it, which is chutz mekaymai. So all this pasuk has taught us is that there are two isurim, the isur of chutz l'zmanoi and the isur of chutz mekaymai, and the Torah has taught us that one of them is a chiyuv karis, minyanu, but I don't know which one. El Amar Baya, Chiyos of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Amar Rav, Samach Ad Tani Tana. He relies on the following limud that the Tana taught us. Kshoymer, as I read before, there's a very similar, albeit much shorter, Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, Vim ayachal yachal b'yay m'shlishi, pigal yiyu lo yiratza. Kshoymer b'shlishi v'parshas Kedoshim tiyu, shein tamalaymer, that Pasuk seems to be entirely superfluous at this point. Shekvei Nemar, because we already have the pasuk in Parashas Tzav. V'malchu yachum v'psad zevach shloim b'yom ha'shlishi. Im ein inyan chutz l'zmanoy. So says the Gemara, that I'm changing course. I'm not saying that the halacha of chutz l'zmanoy and chutz l'mkoymoy I learned both from the pasuk in Parashas Tzav. Rather, the way we're learning it is as follows. The pasuk in Parashas Tzav is strictly speaking about chutz l'zmanoy. The pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim is speaking strictly about chutz l'mkoymoy. And where is Korah stated? In Parashas Tzav, by the parasha of chutz l'zmanoy. Says the Gemara, if you learn the parasha in Parashas Kedoshim, let's read the next pasuk. V'arich l'avavon of Yisa, kes kodesh Hashem chilel, v'nichras ha'nefesh ha'hima meho. So what do we try to accomplish? We wanted to run to Parashas Kedoshim and say, you know where chutz l'mkoymoy is stated? In Parashas Kedoshim. And there there's no chorus. What do you mean there's no chorus? Read the next pasuk. We just read it. It speaks about chorus. What have we accomplished? Says the Gemara, that pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, the next pasuk that speaks about chorus, is not talking about the case of chutz l'mkoymoy. It's talking mid v'chmona gabe noiser. It's talking about noiser. If somebody eats noiser of a carbon, that's when he's going to get chorus rachman otzlan, lemute chutz l'mkoymoy. Chutz l'mkoymoy, that won't be noiser. So the way to understand there won't be chorus. So the way to understand is as follows. Again, Parashat Tzav speaks about chutz l'zmanoy. And Parashat Tzav clearly teaches us there's a chiv chorus. Put that to the side for a moment. Parashat Kedoshim, the first pasuk speaks about chutz l'mkoymoy, doesn't mention chorus. The second pasuk mentions chorus, it's speaking about noiser. Ask the Gemara, again, maybe explain the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim just the opposite. Maybe say that the first pasuk is talking about noiser, and the second pasuk is talking about chutz l'mkoymoy. And the result will be that by chutz l'mkoymoy there's a chiyuv karis, and by noiser there won't be a chiyuv karis. Ve'ema, still in Parashat Kedoshim. Ve'ema v'oich l'avon of Yisa, ze chutz l'mkoymoy, and it will carry a chiyuv karis. Elamute, and we'll say the previous pasuk is talking about noiser, where there won't be a chiyuv karis. Bikaris. Answers the Gemara, if we don't know how to explain the Pesukim and Parashas Kedoshim, where there's one pasuk that says that there is a Chiv Karas, and there's one pasuk that says there is no Chiv Karas, and I don't know which pasuk to put where, says the Ramastab and Noiser have a way of working with the Karas. It makes more sense to say that the Noiser gets Karas. Why? L'migma avan avan l'chutz l'zmanay. Because we're going to learn Gzeres Shava, that the Torah uses the word avon by Noiser, and the Torah uses the word oven by chutz l'zmanoy. And chutz l'zmanoy is off the table, as I just said a moment ago. Chutz l'zmanoy is certainly chiv karis. And since noiser and chutz l'zmanoy have the commonality, the domele bezov, zayin beis means two things. That means beis means the bama. They both refer to zayin to zman. Noiser is zman related aveira. A chutz l'zmanoy is a zman-related aveira. Bama, the aveira of chutz l'zmanoy, the aveira of noiser, applies even to a carbon that was brought on the bama. So if I'm going to connect something to chutz l'zmanoy, this way Taisus learns, a much simpler way of learning, which is as follows. We have a fact established from Parashas Tzav that chutz l'zmanoy has a chiyuv karis. Now, I need to learn, make Gzeres Shava between one subject and Chutz L'zmanoy. So the Gemara is saying, what makes more sense to compare? Does it make more sense to compare Noiser to Chutz L'zmanoy? Or does it make more sense to compare Chutz L'mkoymoy to Chutz L'zmanoy? Suggest the Gemara, because that's going to direct me how to learn the Gzeres Shava. That's the way Tosfos learns, very geschmack, simple. Rashi brings in a whole sugya of Tuma, so I want to avoid it. So Tosfos says, this is what the Gemara is saying. I now don't know where to go. Given that chutz l'zmanoy and noiser have these two common denominators, zayin, zmanoy, beis, bama, it makes sense to say that the gzeres shava is between chutz l'zmanoy and noiser, and not between chutz l'zmanoy and chutz l'mkoymoy. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, an argument can be made the other way. Chutz mekayma havelei lokum mebekaros. If we want to find out what's more comparable to chutz lezmanoi, maybe chutz mekayma is more comparable. And we'll say the gzeris shava lemidbar oven lechutz lezmanoi to learn the gzeris shava that chutz mekayma has a chiv karos. Why? The damele, because they have the following comparison. The migdosh. What is migdosh? It doesn't mean migdosh. It means mem kuf dalet shin. What are these letters stand for? Mem means machshava. Chutz lezmanoi and chutz mekayma are both averes that come through a machshava. Noisra has nothing to do with machshava. Ktsas, as we learned in the Mishnah, a machshava to even eat just part of it makes it into chutz lezmanoi and chutz mekayma. Dalet, the avoida, the chutz lezmanoi and chutz mekayma could come during any avoida you do with the dam. Kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Noisra has nothing to do with that. And shin, the din speaks, the Torah used the words yoyim hashlishi. I quoted the pasukim earlier, you can look at them again, both by chutz lezmanoi and chutz mekayma. So says the Gemara, if you're saying that the way to determine how to learn the gzeris shava to chutz lezmanoi will be based on common denominator, on common characteristics, there are actually more common characteristics between chutz mekayma and chutz lezmanoi versus noiser and chutz lezmanoi. And if that's the case, we should end up saying that chutz mekaymai is where there's a chiv karis and not noiser. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, Asya Kodesh Kodesh. We have the following gzeris shava. Ksiv hocha. In Parsha Tadoshim, it says the words, Es Kodesh Hashem Chilel v'nichrasa. The Ksiv Hosom, regarding the Karban Pesach, the Seraphtes HaNoiser Be'esh. So the Torah uses the words, just to read the whole Pasuk, the Gemara doesn't mention the main word of the Pasuk. The Mivaser, I'm reading the Sukkim Pashas, boy. Mivaser M'Psar HaMeluim, V'Umen Alechem, Araboika, V'Seraphtes HaNoiser Be'esh, Lo Ye'ochel Ki Kodeshu. So now the Gemara is saying as follows. That's just, Malahal noiser, afkan noiser. Umir rechmona, gabe nois vaochla vonev yisa, mamute chutz mekayma mekaros. I'll explain what the Gemara says. We have this pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Vaochla avonev yisa, skis kodesh shem chilel, v'nichrasa nefesh ahimi amel. What is our problem? We also have the pasuk before it, that's pasuk ches. We have the pasuk before it, pasuk zayin, I'll read it for you. What is our question? How do we say which pasuk is talking about noiser and which pasuk is talking about chutz mekayma? Is pasuk zayin chutz mekayma, which is what the Gemara is trying to get to, and there's no chiv karis, and pasuk ches is talking about noiser with a chiv karis, or maybe just the opposite? Says the Gemara, in pasuk ches, the Torah uses the words es kodesh Hashem, and the Torah elsewhere in Shmais uses the word kodesh when it speaks about noiser. That is the indication that pasuk ches that speaks about chiv karis is talking about noiser. So we know that the pasuk that speaks about chiv karis is by noiser, and by deduction, we know that the previous pasuk where there is no chiv karis is by chutz mekayma. Ask the Gemara, but all of this has been based on saying that the pasuk in Parashat Tzav, which is the longer pasuk, as we've been saying, and the Gemara calls it, is talking about chutz lezmanoi. And that's why we put chutz lezmanoi off the table, I kept on saying. Chutz lezmanoi is certainly a chiv karis. Ask the Gemara, let's think about that. On my chaz is the kruah richa. Why are we saying that the long pasuk in Parashat Tzav is talking about chutz lezmanoi? The shlishi, the Parashat Kedoshim, and pasuk zayin, yotez zayin in Parashat Kedoshim, is talking about chutz lezmanoi. And therefore we'll come to the establishment that chutz lezmanoi is certainly karis. And therefore to say, and noiser is certainly karis. And chutz mekayma is not karis, epechano. Maybe say just the opposite. Maybe say Parshas Tzav is talking about chutz mekayma. And it goes without saying that with chutz mekayma, there's a chiv karis. Parshas Kedoshim, the first pasuk, pasuk Zion is talking about chutz lezmanoi, and there's no chiv karis. Answers the Gemara. It makes more sense to say that the pasuk in Parashat Tzav is talking about chutz lezmanoi, the gama of a menoiser. Once we have already established that pasuk ches is talking about Neisser. Why do we establish this talking about Neisser? Because we learned the Gzeir Shav of Kodesh Kodesh. So we know Neisser has a Chiyiv Karis. That no longer is a question. Now we're going to ask a question. What's more similar to Neisser? Chutz Lizmanoi? The only thing we know for sure at this point is that the Neisser has Karis. How do we know that? Because we have the Gzeir Shav of Kodesh Kodesh. Now we're going to learn from Neisser. We're changing the tables. We're learning everything out of Neisser. So what is more sensible to learn out of Neisser? Chutz Lizmanoi or Chutz Mekoymai? We established earlier that Chutz Lizmanoi has the common denominators with Neisser of Zion Beis. So if Neisser carries Karis, and now I have to decide is it going to be Zmanoi, Chutz Lizmanoi, Chutz Mekoymai, it makes more sense. Mestaba Arichim Chutz Lizmanoi, the Gama of a Neisser, why does it make more sense to compare Chutz Lizmanoi to Neisser versus comparing Chutz Mekoymai to Neisser? The Domalei B'Zayim Beis. Because Neisser and Chutz Lizmanoi have the common characteristics of Zayim Beis. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Arichim Chutz Mekoymai, the Gemara doesn't let go. Maybe we should still say the Pashas Tzav is speaking by Chutz Mekoymai. The Shlishi, the Kedoshim, and Pasik Zion, and Parashas Kedoshim will be Chutz Lizmanoi, Mishum the Damalei. In other words, we've established, without any question already, that the Pasik Ches and Parashas Kedoshim, of Oichel Ravon Yisro, Kies Kedosh Shem Chil, of Nechosah Nefeshim Ameh, is talking about Noisro. How do we know? Because the Torah uses the words Kedosh, and we've learned the Gzeir Shav, Kedosh, Kedosh, that it's talking about Noisro. Now the question is, how should we define the pasuk before it? So we've been saying that the pasuk before it's talking about Chutz L'Mekoymai. Why? Wouldn't it make sense that the Torah should bunch together Chutz L'Zmanoi and Neisser? They're similar. Mishum the Damilei. Doesn't it make sense that we should say the pasuk Zayin is talking about Chutz L'Zmanoi? Samche. They put two similar subjects together and then become a matlei, and then the pasuk is teaching us that Chutz L'Zmanoi is Osir, Neisser is Osir, but Neisser carries a punishment of Karis, Chutz Lizmanoi doesn't, and Parshas Tzav will be talking about Chutz Mekoymai, will carry a punishment of Karis too. So if so, we're all confused. We have a din that the Mishnah was very clear about. The Chutz Mekoymai has no Chiv Karis, Chutz Lizmanoi does have a Chiv Karis, but we don't know what to do with the Pesukim. Rava will help us tomorrow.